Blog Talk Radio.
Up this morning feeling magnificent, strong, black, and powerful, ready to represent for my peoples all day, every day. Check the resume. I live these words, it's not just wordplay. Time to lift enough, lift with power and strength. So without hesitation, I shoot my gift. I do this for the love and not for the fame. By keeping it real and staying true to the game. That's why I'm always brainstorming, always in hustle mode. Always on top of my game, throwing these lyrical body blows. Back in the day, I used to write battle rhymes all the time. Now the only thing I'm battling is this messed up system that's trying to stop my people from listening to the realness. Afraid they might feel this and take off some skinny jeans, put back on the red, black, and green, and elevate themselves to be kings and queens, the natural being, and live out their purpose to the fullest extreme. This ain't hate music, it's love supreme, and we manifest the movement by any means.
For the love, yes, I do.
I'm hard on these beats cause it's hard on these streets. But if I can't rock these beats, I don't wanna rock at all. If I can't elevate my people, then I take the fall. So I ain't trying to waste your time and I ain't trying to waste mine. So every time I spit, lyrically divine. Just wanna use what the Most High gave me to keep my people like that mental slavery. I recognize the system ain't designed for us, so naturally they wanna see us self-destruct. But we rising above, changing our whole perspective. Even the peace and love movement has been resurrected. But we ain't just talking just to be talking. We show and prove through our daily moves, taking our stand for the righteous and true. So for the young nation, elevation, and elevation without hesitation. Peace and blessings for every situation. The world is yours with hard work and dedication. This ain't hate music, it's love supreme, and we manifest the movement by any means.
For the love, yes I do it for the love. Everything that I do, yes I do it for the love.
Love and the passion and not just the fashion. Now watch the positive flow become a chain reaction. No tricks up the sleeve, no hocus pocus. All I see and just keep the sight focused. Skin is black but there's no handicap. Still walking the path of the right and exact. Living what I'm speaking is truth that I'm seeking. Suckers creeping and sleeping, but I keep reaching for success. Elevating to my best. Shoot the gift because I'm blessed with this. I say I'm black and I'm proud, you call me prejudice. I'm walking the straight path, learning the real math. Master blast and never last. I speak truth while others speak trash. The path I'm walking is not hypocritical. I manifest the physical, lyrical, and the spiritual. The new and improved, we show and prove to the young, the old, the new. The red, black, the green, the red, white, the blue. The brothers, the sisters, the body, the crew. Whoever, just dropping daily jewels to keep your mind together. This ain't hate music, it's love supreme. And we manifest the movement by any means.
Express yourself. This is Saturday, September the 4th, and we are on again. Family, my podcast family out there, I'd just like to say thank you once again for tuning in. I am your host, Mr. Forrest J. Nance. I'm headquartered here in the brick city of Newark, New Jersey. Just got back a couple hours ago from Montclair, New Jersey. I went up there with a friend of mine, Miss Rhonda. We went up there and we went to the farmer's market. And I have some vouchers, which means that with a voucher, you know, you get discounts. You have to, you know, cash them in and give them, they give you like paper credits to go toward the fruits and vegetables up there. Yeah, I got quality stuff up there. If anybody knows about Montclair, New Jersey, it's a suburban town. There's quality, and you get quality fruits. Now, listen, I don't know how true it is. I just heard that when they finish picking over it over there in certain suburban towns here in New Jersey, they send whatever's left over down in the urban areas. You know, that's a lot of people's mindset. They really, you know, believe that that goes on, and I'm entitled to believe it probably does too. You know, but they don't sell in the suburban areas. They give us poor food down here in the urban areas. So, but it was quality. I went up there, and it's a little pricey, you know. But if it wouldn't have been for them vouchers, I'd tell you, I don't know if I would have went up there and spent that money. But one thing I could say, it comes straight from the farm there, because they crack open them crates when you go in there. So, hopefully everybody had a good week. And me, well, I had a pretty good week. Just want to share something with my podcast family, because, like I said, grown folks talk and express yourself. Look out for my video, family. I'm going to have a video coming up. Should be up next week. One on Instagram, one on YouTube, my little exercise video, where I try to show people, regardless of what age, you got to stay fit. Like I always say, use it or lose it. I try to be an inspiration, especially from people 40 plus, you know, to stay involved in some type of exercise. But what I really wanted to share with my podcast audience today was that I didn't mention it to you last week, but I'm going to mention it to you now. I had a hernia surgery, and my hernia surgery was the result, I know, of my earlier days, because I took out my first weightlifting, or should I say what we call hardcore gym membership back in 1986 at the old Ironbound Gym. And if anybody knows anything about the Ironbound section that's below Penn Station here in Newark, New Jersey, because you'd be surprised, you talk to people, you'd be surprised how many people have come through Penn Station in downtown Newark. Even though they've migrated and fluctuated to different other cities and states, they say, oh, yeah, I know about Penn Station in Newark. Whether or not they've been here for a long time, or like I said, they've, you know, stayed here for a while, or they just, like I said, filtered through. But below Penn Station in Newark is called the Ironbound section. It's the East Ward here in Newark. And you have your mixture of Portuguese, Italian, Hispanic, and blacks down here. And what happened was, in the gym back in the day, we used to always compete with the different ethnicities, you know. It was fun. It was like a family, you know. And what happened was, looking back now, all right, because more than half of my life, I've always been a gym member. And, you know, I would have trained differently. You know, I used to train with my man, Joe McMillan. Rest in peace, Joe. Brother passed away. He was a Newark, New Jersey fireman. He fell through a floor answering a call to service in a burning building, and he just never recovered from his injuries. And that brother was, he was nice. I remember Joe used to get off the bus, and the lady's eyes would follow him from the time he got off the bus. I used to always, he would turn heads. The brother had a nice little physique, and he was always slim, but he was cut, you know. And I used to train with him and my man Lamont. So I know Lamont is probably still alive. Wherever you are, Lamont, bless you, brother. You know, we used to always train together. And we used to compete against the Portuguese, the Hispanics. You know, it was fun. You know, it was, like I said, it was a melting pot family back then. And, you know, like I said, even though I was younger, in my 20s, I would not have lifted as heavy as I did, man. I'm telling you, because everything catches up to you. That's why when I talk to you, I always talk about, you know, even when we talk, we got our dear brother Rashad. When he comes on, he talks about health and nutrition. Things catch up with you over a period of time. It builds up in your system, you know. That's why we always have to take time out to detox, you know. And on certain days, you take it easy, you know. If you have something solid, like I went to the vegan restaurant today, had something to eat. Tomorrow, I'll liquefy everything, you know. I won't have anything solid or cooked, you know. I try to fluctuate my menu, if you know what I'm saying. But anyway, it was a success. You know, I had to have a hernia operation, and a success, you know. Still a little sore down there, but it takes a couple of weeks to recover. I ain't doing nothing. I'm on vacation, and I'll get back into the gist of things a couple of weeks from now because I do stay fit. I don't play around when it comes to the body. I feel like a fish out of water right now, you know. Anyway, shout out. Once again, I'd like to give a shout out to the people who helped make me possible and who have come on in the past and will come on in the future as my future guests that I will interview. Shout out to the Blueberry Cafe. Once again, the vegan spot. I was supposed to go there today to eat, but they were downtown. No, they had some type of festival here in the city, and they had artists and I guess a little house music down on Broad Market. So he was out there, so I had to go to another vegan spot. It's called Killer Vegan in Union, New Jersey. They're all right. Can't nobody touch Blueberry Cafe. No disrespect to Killer Vegan, but my man Genesis, and I've had him on. In fact, he's coming on a future podcast to talk to you guys about healthy eating and cooking and stuff like that. That's my man. To me, I've been to certain different vegan spots, and that's my first choice. That's always my first choice. You know, and people always complain about, well, they're a little pricey, but hey, you got to understand something. If you want the best, sometimes you got to pay the best. I'll tell you what, if you want a quality shirt, you're not going to go. Would you rather go to Macy's or would you rather go to Foreman Mills? All right, I've had some Foreman Mills shirts on, just grabbing some because I had something to do that night. It's like tissue paper. Macy's lasts. You got to pay a little extra for what you want. Get what you pay for. Okay? So shout out to him. Shout out to Mr. Patrick Payne, photography. He's on Facebook. Check him out. The music that you hear is given to me by my man, Gino and Rev. Or should I say, excuse me, let me rephrase that. Rev. Let's put the proper name in perspective. Rev, R-E-V, and Gino. G-E-N-O. You can find him on Facebook. If you need customized music, my man is the man. If you like the music that's coming on here. Also, last week I dedicated to the podcast to Miss Deborah Gaskins. Unfortunately, she lost her son. So, Deborah, I know you're listening. Once again, my condolences. And Darius is in a better place. I just know that. All right. So, like I said, I gave you a moment of silence last week for our beloved Darius. I never had the opportunity to meet the brother, but hey, family, you all of you know, all right? And if it hasn't happened to you, it's probably happened to somebody in your family or somebody that you know. When you lose a son or a daughter, when they don't bury you, it's a hard feeling. It's something that you just can't describe, okay? I lost my mother when I was 19 years of age, so I know. At an early age, you know. Okay, so with that being said, Ms. Deborah Gaskin, shout out. And also, I mean, she's not going to stop living. You know, she still makes them beautiful and wonderful sweet potato pies and pound cakes. So she's also on Facebook, Ms. Deborah Gaskins. Okay. Also, shout out to Ms. Dawn Lewis Roberts, good friend of mine. Ms. Myrna Woollett, if she's listening. Ms. Joyce Sneed. All right. Brother Robert Slade. My man Hassan Abubakar, if he's listening. You know, he used to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I got to bring Hassan on for an interview. All right, I got plenty of people scheduled for interviews, just reaching out to them because everybody, you know how it is, family. Everybody's busy doing their thing. All right, also my first guest tonight, I'm not bringing on just now because there's a few things I want to discuss, my topics, but we're going to have Ms. Gayla Gibson on. If you guys remember when I first came back on my podcast, she does the first Saturday of every month. All right, Ms. Gayla Gibson. She talked to you last night about breast cancer and iodine. So ladies and gentlemen, because men can get breast cancer. Remember Richard Roundtree, chef? Yeah, brother man had breast cancer. Okay? So it can happen to men too. But disproportionately it affects more women. Okay? So Ms. Gayla Gibson is going to be my first guest at about 7:30. Okay? And she's a wonderful person. No, she is a wonderful person, and she stays on her health, and ladies, she stays in that gym. She stays fit. Because I always tell you guys, use it or you'll lose it. And that's not funny, okay? Because, you know, you get in that hospital, you're going to be like, oh, Lord, why not do what I was supposed to do? And, you know, nobody wants that to happen, but come on, you know. Anyway, also, I mentioned last week, family, about the book by Robert Kennedy Jr. Now, for you guys that like to read, and if you don't like to read, start reading. Get your information, all right? Like Rochelle always tells us, you know, hey, get your information, do your homework. Just don't trust what we say. Do your homework, because I've done a little research. You got this book coming out on Anthony Fauci by Robert Kennedy Jr. Now, everybody knows that when you talk about somebody, if you slander someone, you're open to a lawsuit. You can be liable for a lawsuit. And nobody wants to be open for a lawsuit and lose the money that they've accumulated or amassed, okay? So, obviously, the man has some proof about what he's putting in this book. They say everything you need to know about Fauci is in there, okay, with this COVID situation. And speaking of COVID, family, did you hear the latest bad news on, I'm talking about regular mainstream news media. They're talking about there's a new variation now of this COVID. It's called Moon, like the moon up in the sky. Are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? Every time you turn around, you know, they're going after people that are unvaccinated, okay? And now, wow, what a coincidence. Here it is now. Moon is out. So now that's going to make people really double down and have got vaccinated. They're going to look at people who haven't got vaccinated like we're the enemy. And the real enemy is the person that's sticking you up without a gun, looking you dead in your face, giving you their science. You have doctors. I've heard them. And like I always share with my podcast family, you got to know where to look for alternative news. Then you be your own best judge. All right? You do the homework. Do what they say. Do your homework with regular mainstream news media. And then you do your research with the people who are talking about this. You know, I've always said this from day one. Back in January when I first started, plandemic. A good friend of mine, Angela Cotton, all right, she's been working with germs. She's an immunologist for years. She told me, she said, Forrest, this is a genetically engineered situation, all right? In other words, it's man-made. They're blaming it on a bat. But yet and all, they got a lot of things patented. Now, if you know anything about the universal law about patent, because I listened to a gentleman who's an expert in patent, you cannot patent anything that's from nature. Last time I heard, now I think a dog, a cat, a bat, a rat, that's nature. How can you patent things, all right, and that they're patenting everything around COVID to make money, the machines, the testing, all that stuff. It's big money involved in this, family. And don't get me wrong, I go back and forth with some people about this. I had a lady tell me, I believe in what Fauci says. Okay, well, I invited my sister, dear, to get the book and read it. Then tell me what you think. Huh? Let's weigh it then. All right? You got to keep your immune system strong. And unfortunately, especially the black culture, we're very deficient in vitamin D3. That's just a fact. Today I popped at least 6,000 milligrams of vitamin C. When I get off this line, I'm popping another 2, and I'll be 8 for the day. I go no more than 10, and I can go above that if I want to. It's not going to harm me, okay? So, with that being said, family, all right, that's why I bring my dear brother Rashad on, so he can give you what he has learned. The brother went to school for it. He's given protocols for 37 years, okay? Same way I've been in the gym for about that long. He's been given the protocol, okay? So like I said, you know, hey, if you want to take the shot, that's on you. But fear-mongering is coming left and right. And also there's a lot of things, like I said, you need to explore. I tell you guys to tune in. I hope you got your pad and pens. Once again, the radio station is WBAI 99.5 FM. Then they have a progressive radio network. Listen to it, okay? Then, like I said, you be the judge. We're all built. God gave us, the Creator gave us, what we call manly and womanly intuition, all right? Let your gut feeling be your guide. You know that you've been in certain instances and circumstances in life where you feel something and your gut says, uh-uh, and sometime when you went against your gut, you regretted it, didn't you? Okay? So you can judge this situation. See, the public is being played with this. That's my gut feeling. Now, I've shared with my podcast audience, I have promoted in this town. I've dealt with true promoters. I've dealt with people that, I'm telling you, they could sell, like they say, ice cubes to an Eskimo, okay? I know when we're being played. And I don't have to go to Yale, Harvard, okay? This whole thing, all right, Fauci goes back to the AIDS epidemic. Now, I know this particular gentleman who's had HIV for over 20 years. He said when he started AZT, he got sick, he got off it. Remember now, they said that if you had HIV, it would blossom into AIDS and you would die. Remember that? So they were pushing the AZT. Who was the head of that? Fauci. He was back then. Fast forward, who's in charge of this? Come on, family. I mean, don't take a rocket scientist to figure things out. This is all about money. They are psychopaths. They're greedy, capitalistic, vulturistic pigs is what I call them. Some people say devils. Hey, whatever you want to utilize, because the devil does the same thing. There's the devil and there's devil advocates. And I guess when I say devil advocates, I'm talking about these little politicians that sell out. You stiff, you put an envelope underneath their nose with some money, and it sold their soul. They'll tell you all the good stuff you want to hear. That's why they go to school. They go to school for all those big sounding pretty words. You know how to put sentences together. It's mind manipulation, family. Come on. You know, there's not too many honest politicians out there, bought and paid for by big pharma, big corporations. It's a game, okay? So like I said, I know, like I said, if you don't know, like I said, do your homework. That's, hey, look, it's called Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself. I'm Forrest J. Nance. I am your host, and that's my opinion. If you got an opinion, well, then guess what you need to do? You need to hit the number one button and express yourself, okay? Speak your piece, all right? Because like I said, my opinion is just like your opinion. And I ain't going to repeat what they say about opinion. They say everybody's got an opinion like they got a you-know-what. We don't curse on it because we're going to be mindful of each other, respectful of each other with the language, all right? Because there's enough dysfunction going around in our communities now, okay? Okay, now, I'm looking on this little chart here. All right, now I told you guys about that, about this, about that. Okay. Hey, did you guys know, I got getting into my National Geographics, did you guys know that German Shepherds have related to wolves? I didn't know that. Wow. Well, yeah, they have the same DNA. Didn't know that until I was watching, you know. But anyway, also, there's a book out. You might want to mark this down, family, especially for the people out there in my podcast audience that like to read. It's called Capitalism on a Ventilator. It tells you more about the COVID situation, all right? You got to check it out. It's by Sarah Flounders, okay? That's the author. I was listening to her, okay? Sarah Flounders, Capitalism on a Ventilator. She's done the scholarly research. She shows you how they benefit from this pandemic, how they politicize it, how they're making lots and lots and lots of money off of this thing, family. Anyway, okay. Now, also, I would just like to also say that I am in the process of, and it'll be on my Facebook page, and I mentioned it last week. I haven't gotten it up yet, but I will. There's a very potent tea. It's called Dr. Lee's Green Tea. Now, if you like to buy your low-grade green tea in ShopRite, Walmart, somewhere around there, big, you know, the Bigelow, the Lipton tea, it's crap. You have an antioxidant organic green tea in Dr. Lee's green tea. It has 500 ECGC, which is the potency of the green tea. And like I said, it's an antioxidant. And for people who have had cancer, all right, if you are the person that I deal with, the company that I deal with, they're brokers, or they deal with different clinics, one specifically in Texas, where they give their patients green tea. It's been known to help with the polyphenols in green tea to help with fighting cancer. It actually helps to kill cancer cells. So I'll be selling this very potent tea. So family, I'm not just trying to sell this tea just so you can buy it. I'm trying to sell this to you and push this product for better health. Green tea has a great big benefit. So I would love for you guys in the future, and I'll let you know when I'm selling, because you get a discount when you use my customer code, which will be on my Facebook page, okay? Or I'll announce it every podcast that I do coming up every Saturday, all right? Now, I think I've given all the people a shout-out I need to give a shout-out to. Yes, I have, all right? Now, in conclusion, I would just like to say that I'm going to come back. Now, Rashad is coming on. Our dear brother's repping and running. He's doing some things. He's very active. I believe he was part of doing a little seminar this evening. He's coming on a little late, but he will be on. Okay, he called to inform me. See, family, you're getting wealth and health at no cost. That's why I said, whenever you come on this podcast, I would like for you guys to really start hitting that number one button. Not like that guy. Now, you guys know last week I had a prank caller on here. I'm not talking about like that poor, unfortunate, dysfunctional person that was on here last week. We're not going to call him out his name, because we don't do that here. The brother needs help, like Rashad said, and my guest TJ. In fact, speaking of that, I'm going to let you guys know, I've always said, all right, that everybody, regardless of ethnicity, we all have to come together and fight the good fight. Like John Lewis used to say, good trouble. All right, we have to get in good trouble here, because we have to organize. It's not about just, hey, the brothers and the sisters getting together. It's about everybody pulling their weight so that we can get some type of results here. Last week I had my brother from another mother of a different color that was on here last night, my man TJ. Y'all heard him. You heard his story last week. And I got another gentleman who's of the Caucasian persuasion. He'll be coming on in, I believe, October. All right? So like I said, I'm inviting everybody in. If they're talking progressive, that's what we need to hear. Because for the longest, all right, we've been promised things. We've been said that this is supposed to happen, and we still wait. Now, I always tell you, it's not too much different between Republicans and Democrats. It's really not. And then you got these people who think they're doing something. I'm a Democrat. Yeah, but guess what? Been saying the same old thing for the longest, and nothing still. We're still fighting for the same thing. We just get a few more crumbs. All right, that don't count for nothing. Come on, all right? People want to live decent lives. They want to have some money in the bank or have some money in the shoebox in their closet. They want to be able to live a happy life, take care of their kids, get a good education, all right? Have enough money to go around so they can live a decent life. Not have to worry about where the next meal is coming from, worry about being thrown out in the street, getting homeless. You know, where's the next meal coming from? This will be the greatest nation in the world. I talked to y'all last week about Afghanistan. How is it that this will be the greatest military in the world and y'all leave weapons behind, now the Taliban got them, and you leave, what did he say, 2,500 American citizens behind along with some Afghanistanian allies? How do you do that? I don't understand. That's like you walk in a 99-cent store, all right, and you're in there with your little kid or something, and you walk out and you get to your car and say, ooh, Oh, I forgot I left a little child, a little Mary in the store. How does that happen? Explain that to me, family. The greatest military in the world. They always boast about that. Now they got to go back in and send troops back in. And I was listening to this general, I think his name is McCarrick. He said, please come to summit if there's a problem in Afghanistan. They do the drone thing now. Huh? Now, and you know what? I was listening to a lady who did stats on drones in foreign countries. Do you actually know that the majority of those drone strikes hit innocent people? And you wonder why they point a finger at America and they talk about they want to have revenge for their grandmother that you killed, for the little children that got killed by the drone. You're trying to strike Ahmed over there to the left, and you hit the family over there to the right, all right? And then you leave a grieving son or daughter, all right? You know, kill their grandmother, all right? But see, they don't talk about that, all right? Like I said, family, all right? You, I can do all the talking I like to. You have to draw your own conclusion. You have to hit that number one button on here, grown folks talking, express yourself, and let me know how you feel, okay? But like I said, this is not the Bugs Bunny, Donald Duck, Elmer Fudd podcast. We like to talk intelligence. We like to motivate, create, and do the right thing. All right, so listen, family, I'm going to come back on and talk again after our first guest, because she's very impactful. She's going to come on, and she's going to say what she needs to say. She's very well educated. She takes very good care of herself. Very articulate lady, and I have the pleasure of knowing her. So we're going about to take a little breather here. She has a whole 20 to 30 minutes to say what she'd like to say. You're going to enjoy her, because, like I said, if you knew her like I knew her, all right, you would always want to stir up a conversation with her, all right, because, like I said, we're not trying to get on here and cater to people that want to deal with nonsense. There's too much nonsense going on now, so everybody would agree with that. Just today, all right, because where I live at, there's a traffic light. Every day, as soon as the light it doesn't get a chance to turn green. It turns yellow. Honk. Honk. What is the rush? They're not going anywhere in no time. There's no rush. There's no emergency. People are always in a rush. People are wound up. People don't take the time to meditate, relax. That's why we have a problem communicating with each other. And that's just so unfortunate. So unfortunate. So listen, I'm over my time. My first guest will come on at 7:30. You know time flies when you talk. Hey, family, I'd just like to thank you for listening. And like I said, if you got something you want to say to me or my guests, like I said, please, let it be educational. Let it be worthwhile. Do not come on with any nonsense on this channel, because we're pre-screening all people. All right, my man Jay is my technician. We're going to do that. We're going to take you backstage and make sure you're legit. So on that note, we're about to take a little station break. We'll be right back after this music with our dear guest, Gala.
Feeling magnificent, strong, black, and powerful, ready to represent for my peoples. All day, every day, check the resume. I live these words, it's not just wordplay. Time to lift enough, live with power and strength. So without hesitation, I'm shooting my gift. I do this for the love and not for the fame. By keeping it real and staying true to the game. That's why I'm always brainstorming, always in hustle mode. Always on top of my game, throwing these lyrical body blows. Back in the day, I used to write battle rhymes all the time. Now the only thing I'm battling is this messed up system that's trying to stop my people from listening to the realness. Afraid they might feel this and take off some skinny jeans, put back on the red, black, and green, and elevate themselves to be kings and queens, the natural being. I live out their purpose to the fullest extreme. This ain't hate music, it's love supreme. We manifest the movement by any means.
For the love, yes, I do. For the love, yes I do it.
Look, I'm hard on these beats, cause it's hard on these streets. But if I can't rock these beats, I don't wanna rock at all. If I can't elevate my people, then I take the fall. See, I ain't trying to waste your time and I ain't trying to waste mine. So every time I spit, lyrically divine. Just wanna use what the Most High gave me to keep my people like that meant to slavery. I recognize the system ain't designed for us, so naturally they wanna see us self-destruct. But we rising above, changing our whole perspective. Even the peace and love movement has been resurrected. But we ain't just talking just to be talking. We show and prove through our daily moves, taking our stand for the righteous and truth. So for the young nation, elevation, an elevation without hesitation. Peace and blessings for every situation. The world is yours for hard work and dedication. This ain't hate music, it's love supreme. And we manifest a movement by any means.
For the love, yes I do it for the love. Everything that I do, yes I do it for the love.
Love and the passion and not just the fashion. Now watch the positive flow become a chain reaction. No tricks up the sleeve, no hocus pocus. All I see and just keep the sight focused. Skin is black but there's no handicap. Still walking the path of the right and exact. Living what I'm speaking is truth that I'm seeking. Suckers creeping and sleeping, but I keep reaching for success. Elevating to my best. Shooting the gift because I'm blessed with this. I see I'm black and I'm proud, you call me prejudice. I'm walking the straight path, learning the real map. Master blast and never last. I speak truth while others speak trash. The path I'm walking is not hypocritical. I manifest the physical, lyrical, and the spiritual. The new and improved, we show and prove to the young, the old, the new. The red, black, the green, the red, white, the blue. The brothers, the sisters, the body, the crew. Whoever, just dropping daily jewels to keep your mind together. This ain't hate music, it's love supreme. And we manifest the movement by any means.
Okay, family, we're back. We're back. So without further ado, and thank, you know what? She's a true, I just like to thank her because I looked and said 7:32. I said, oh, I'm 2 minutes over. I got to bring Gail on at 7:30. Without further ado, my friend, Ms. Gayla Gibson.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for good evening, podcast posse. I am Gayla, and as you know, acting on your knowledge will set you free. It is a joy to be with you once again. A month ago, I shared with you the importance of the mineral iodine in regards to being a warning sign for pre-cancers such as prostate, breast, and ovarian cancer. But what I was mostly trying to impart was the dire urgency of getting an iodine urine test from a laboratory like Quest Diagnostic or LabCorp, etc. My emphasis was on testing because only through a urine test for iodine level deficiency, will you be able to know how severe your lack of iodine is in your body on the cellular level? Whenever I speak with you, it's all about the numbers that are really going to save your life. Unfortunately, most health insurances will not pay for this test. But fortunately, it is not expensive. It's around, like I said the last time I spoke, it's around $75, $80. Just call the lab directly, walk in, and urinate in the cup. I'm actually curious to know if any of the podcast listeners followed my advice then. I'd love to hear from those who have. And as a sidebar, to the male listeners out there, now that you know about the link between iodine deficiency and prostate cancer, how many of you gentlemen have had a PSA blood test in the last 12 months and are able to quote, yes, I said quote, your PSA level from memory? Like, for example, was the result 0.5? Was it 0.7? Was it 1.0 or 1.5? When it gets to 2.5 and above, watch out. It's starting to climb upward and on its way becoming disease. Now, this test should be taken at least every year, depending on your age and health condition. And most definitely, seriously, seriously monitored. Get your act together now. Health insurance does pay for this. And there's a highly informative book entitled, I hope everyone has their pen and pad, Breast Cancer and Iodine, which also addresses prostate cancer and the link with iodine. The author is Dr. David M. as in Mary Dury, D. as in David, E-R-R-Y. He's an M.D. and a Ph.D. as well. Once you've had your iodine urine test and the lab gives you your results, you then have to start iodine supplementation. Now get your pen and pad. I'm going to tell you the two companies that I use for all of my minerals that I supplement with. The first company I use both of these companies simultaneously. The first company I use is called Angstrom Minerals. Their website is A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, G as in Gala, S as in Sam, T as in Thomas, R as in Robert, O as in Onion, M as in Money. Angstrom, then hyphen, and mineral, MINERAL.com. And the second one is called Eden Minerals, and their website is www.e as in Easter, I as in Indian, D as in David, O as in Onion, and N as in Nancy.com. Forrest also added last month that sea moss has a high content of iodine, as well as all the other very vital minerals. Stay away from iodine supplements that are brown unless you're applying them on your skin for cuts and bruises, never to be ingested. Pure natural ionic and nanoparticle size minerals are all clear. Once again, I'm stressing to you, get your iodine urine test first. Okay, Posse. Tonight my subject is on deadly heavy metals. Wow. What are they and how do they get inside your bodies? There are about 20, but tonight I'm going to focus primarily on lead. In my opinion, lead contamination is the godfather of the mob bosses. High levels of lead inside the body travel and affect the bone marrow, the brain, the kidneys, and the intestines. Let's start with the bone marrow. It is, in some respect, the beginning of life itself. What I mean by that is the bone marrow makes the fabulous stem cells, which produce the fabulous platelets and the fabulous white and red blood cells. It is crucial to maintain healthy bone marrow. When your bone marrow is invaded, and I stress, invaded by lead, because lead is brilliantly smart, its radar heads right to that vital area, the center of most of your bones. Once it sets up its kingdom inside your bone marrow, it's practically impossible for the absorption of the good guys like calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, and strontium to get into the bones and fight the good fight of keeping your bones healthy, agile, and free from chronic bone disease. Okay, so the demon lead can be comfy and cozy inside your bone marrow and the bones for at least 25 to 30 years and possibly longer if you're not dead. Now, how does lead get inside your body? Tap water and household plumbing. If you live in a house or an apartment building built before 1970, and you haven't changed the interior water pipes or pipes connecting a house to the main water pipes in the street, lead will be found in your tap water. Because of the decay of older fixtures or simply from the connections that join the pipes together. So when you brush your teeth and then rinse your mouth, please start using distilled water. When you wash your hair, you take a hot shower or bath, the leaded steam gets into your pores. Please purchase a shower head with a filter that removes all contaminants, and then replace it every 10 to 12 months. When you wash your vegetables and boil them in water that has lead, it's entering inside your body also. Lead is in the dust that collects in your house. You must start dusting often. So, in essence, lead contamination is not just in Flint, Michigan, or Newark, New Jersey, and kudos to Mayor Raz Baraka for starting to replace all the old lead decayed pipes in his city, even though it's going to take some time. Lead contamination is in all the major inner cities across the country that have houses and apartment buildings built in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. We are all lead contaminated. I've already tested my levels. Hear me closely. Personally have 3 times more than the normal accepted lead level. I'll repeat that. 3 times more than the national population. But all is not lost. There's light at the end of the tunnel, and I'll discuss that with you at another time. As I said earlier, lead travels to the brain, the kidneys, and the intestines, the soft tissue organs. When a child or an adult exhibits an inability to retain information, we call that poor cognitive skills. As we get older, it appears like we're going through some sort of early onset dementia. We lose our keys. When speaking, forget words. When driving, forget directions. Or we enter a room and forget why we went in there in the first place. These are signs that are causing deterioration and tells us it's setting in and just possibly due to lead toxicity inside your brain. You have autism in children, dementia, Alzheimer's in adults. In many cases, they may be caused by high lead levels inside the blood. When you have blood work, and I hope if I don't influence you to do anything else but to start having them on a regular basis, and your kidney health levels are moving in the direction of a chronic kidney disease, there might be a lead family setting up residence inside your precious twin kidneys. Now, the only way you know whether or not you have an overabundance lead content is to test your urine. When it comes to testing for heavy metals, a urine or blood test is more accurate than a hair analysis test. They're rare, but they're also used as a testing tool as well. There are at least 5 diagnostic laboratories that have home testing kits that you can order online. The test is done at home for your convenience. Now, my physician uses a test that's called the Doctor's Data. That's D as in David, O-C-T-O-R, apostrophe S, Data, D as in David, A-T-A, Clinical Laboratory. I hope you got that. This home testing, or these home testing kits, check for all 20 heavy metals like arsenic, aluminum, cadmium, gadolinium, mercury, nickel, cesium, just to name a few, 20 in all, plus 19 very essential elements. And we're going to get into all the other heavy metals. I'm going to break up this discussion in parts. So today will be part one, and we're featuring and focusing on lead because, as I said before, it is the godfather of the mob bosses. To get tested, you don't need a prescription if you order online. Now, there is only one website that I'm familiar with that has the doctor's data clinical testing. Now, like I said, there are 5 or 6 other laboratories that can do the same thing, but they don't test for as many heavy metals or essential elements as doctors' data does. So this particular website is Walk-In Labs. So I will give you the website. It is walkinlab.com. This urine test is about $110. Once again, my purpose in sharing this knowledge with you is to get you in the constant mindset of testing and knowing what your numbers are from the results you receive. Make no mistake, lead and other toxic heavy metals lead to cancer, period. I repeat, lead and other toxic heavy metals lead to cancer, period. Once we realize death by chronic illness does not happen all at once, it happens all at last. It's a process that can take years to fester inside your major organs. Preventive awareness through diagnostic testing, only way to slow down or stop preventable decline of your internal organs on the cellular level. People, please become the guardian or steward of your God-created gifts. Your heart, your brain, your thyroid, your liver, which is the engine of the body, your kidneys, etc. Start treating them with love and respect. I want to leave you with two of my favorite Bible scriptures regarding how we should nurture through our food choices. Again, through our food choices. And honor our bodies for the Creator. I personally recite them daily, and I've been doing it for a long, long time. Scripture number one, 1 Corinthians 6:19. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You are not your own. I repeat, you are not your own. That was 1 Corinthians 6:19. My second favorite scripture regarding the care of our internal organs by what we eat is 1 Corinthians 10:31. So, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. So, Forrest, I want to thank you for having me on your podcast this evening. And to all the attentive, thank you, Forrest. And to all the attentive listeners, I hope I've endowed you with the knowledge to seek the wisdom to heal yourself through regular testing. Always remember the blood, the urine, and the fecal matter never, ever lies. Good night, everyone.
All right, Sister Gayla, I want to thank you once again, but I'm going to check, Gayla, before you leave us, Jay, do we have anybody pressing number one?
No, not at this time.
Not at this time. Okay. So with that being said, family, like I said, is very impactful. I'd just like to thank once again, and like I said, she comes on the first Saturday of every month. My friend,
yes.
Ms. Kayla Gibson, if you have any questions or if you'd like to text me in response, because, Kayla, I got church masters right now. Eventually they'll start hitting number one, you know, in the long run. Because I'm still in my infancy stage here with the podcast, but it's growing now.
You know how bad I am. Okay.
Yes, yes. So with that being said, peace and blessings to you, Ms. Gayla. You know, I'll be in contact with you. Her and I always talk podcast family. I just want to thank her once again for coming on. And ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you, Gayla.
You're welcome. Thank you, Farz.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Okay, family, we're back. This is your host, Forrest Nance. Grown folks talking, express yourself. I just got a text while that music was playing, and they must have came on. They said they came on late, so let me give you that information again. That music that you hear was given to me by a gentleman. He's a music engineer. His name is Rev, R-E-V, short like in Reverend. And it's called, but don't put Reverend in. You can find him on Facebook. It's Rev, R-E-V, and G-E-N-O, Gino. Because normally if you spell it the Italian way, it's G-I-N-O. For those of us who were old enough, remember they used to have Gino's, used to sell the hamburgers and the french fries. Then it became KFC. Anyway, yeah, so if you want some custom-made music, because I always give my man a shout-out, Rev and Gino on Facebook. Check them out, all right? Even though you guys, I'm sure, you buy your CDs and music from different places, Rev and Gino, they're available for customized. Let them know what you want to hear. Anything you want to hear, they put it all on that CD. Bam, you got what you like to hear. Because when you buy a CD sometime, you get music that's all right. Then behind that will come on what you want to hear, then what you don't want to hear, then two of what you might want to hear, then one of what you don't want to hear. So it's always good to get customized music like I get from my man all the time. You know, also since my podcast family is very intelligent out there, put this down on your pads, all right? In other words, pen and pad, family, all right? It's classroom time. Frontlinedoctors.com, all right? These are not holistic, not health nut doctors. These are your regular mainstream orthodox doctors who are speaking out about COVID. They're giving you the science. They're telling you where you've been bamboozled. See, you're not going to see them on regular mainstream TV. You want to know why? Shh, we're making our money. We can't have anybody expose us. Is that how the scoundrels always lurk? You know how it is? Like, if you ever had a roach in your house, you turn the light on, they scatter, right? Bunch of them. Yeah. Back in the day, that's right. I had roaches. I'm from Newark. Not saying everybody in Newark has roaches. I don't have them now. But when I had them, okay, turn on the lights, bam. All right? Sorry if you don't want to hear that, but hey, fact of life, okay? Also, I also forgot to mention, oh, by the way, I'm waiting for our dear brother Rashad to check in, family. He's coming on, so you just be a little patient. I got to kill the time because basically it was our dear sister Gail who just gave you some very impactful and informative information, ladies, all right, and gentlemen, all right, about lead, about contaminants. So hopefully you jotted things down because I always use that word support. I mentioned earlier about the green tea. In fact, next week, ladies and gentlemen, my man John from teaforhealth.com will be on to tell you about the potency and the medicinal benefits of green tea, all right, because certain things, I'm in grammar school. This man graduated with a PhD, so he'll give you the impactful information that you need to know about green tea. So Rashad will be with us, waiting for him to come on. My man Jay, who's our technician, will let me know when he's in the building. But also, like I said, make sure you mark that down, frontlinedoctors.com. All right, these are the doctors that are speaking out against what's being told to you, what you think is the real deal, and it's not, all right? And they graduated from the same universities and medical schools that these doctors are telling you, yeah, you got to take the shot. You got to do this. You got to do that. You won't be safe until you do this. They're saying, we studied in the same textbook. You're not saying what should be said. Junk science. Anyway, like I said, it's up to you, family. All right, I know you'll be smart. You're going to do your homework. That's my podcast, Lawrence. That's why I love you. Anyhow, family, I just want to say this, all right, while I'm talking. New Orleans. Now, how can I forget about New Orleans? New Orleans, unfortunately, was devastated again. They said they got hit twice as hard as they did when Katrina hit them. Now, you know, this is what I don't understand. You know, I talk about Afghanistan with them leaving military equipment behind, right, leaving American citizens and allies behind. Oops, we forgot something. Yeah, okay. Well, how is it that the people go through the catastrophe that they did with Katrina and they didn't get themselves situated for a future storm of this magnitude, which all leads, family, back to global warming? You have people who could care less about the health of this planet. They're trying to stuff a dollar in their pocket. They're digging in places in this earth where they have no business digging, all right? And this is what's caught. They said, in the East Coast, this is the hottest summer we've had in over 40-something years, all right? They're messing with the planet. And our poor Native brothers and sisters, if you know what's going on in North Dakota, South Dakota, and what is theirs rightfully and righteously, their holy land, they're putting these pipes through their territory or through their property, and they don't care. They don't care behind the fact that these people, this is their, that's like somebody walking in your apartment, knocking down your door, and they want to put a pipe through your front room, through the dining room, through the kitchen, and out your back door. Wow, where's the respect? But then again, if you understand the history of the oppressor, it's nothing new. That's nothing new, family. You already know that. See, this is why we have this podcast, all right, basically to motivate. And then, hey, listen, if it comes to the point where we have to organize, if we call or we sound the trumpet for whatever reason to do something, hopefully we all are on the same page, because some of us are not going to move, unfortunately. You'll listen, and now it's time for me to get back to the word support. Now, I don't mean financially. I don't mean supporting the product. I'm talking about supporting each other, okay? That's what I'm talking about, all right? And the only thing that I, yes, sir.
Pardon me. Rashad is
yes,
online.
Oh, okay.
Rashad,
I'm going to finish up and bring our dear brother on in 1 minute, Jay. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Okay. Well, family, I know all y'all heard that. Our dear brother Rashad has entered the building, okay? So I just want to say in conclusion, please, let's support each other. Tell a friend. Have someone come up on the line, because you recommend them to come online behind what you hear. I'm not asking anybody for anything but your support. Let's do something, all right, besides listen. And also, I'd like for you to really hit the number one button, all right? If you really have something that you need to ask after they say what they need to say, don't be shy. Hit the number one button. So on that point, Rashad is in the building. Brothers and sisters, hold on for 1 minute. I'm about to bring on my dear brother, Rashad Al-Amin. Yes, sir, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I wasn't even ready, but I heard you. No, it's
well,
okay.
Okay.
You got me now, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So good evening to you, and good evening to the listen audience. And
good evening to
hopefully everybody as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to thank you again, my brother, for allowing me on. I had a pretty busy day, as usual, and I had so much to do this evening because we have a family reunion tomorrow, and help my wife get all this stuff in the car, and, you know, so I didn't get
right.
a chance to really put together what I wanted to, but I will have something for you. And later on I'll answer that brother's question from last week about the rhinovirus. Hopefully he's listening so I can give him that information, okay? All right. So, what was your topics tonight, of course? I just tuned in, so.
Well, the sister came on, and she talked about lead in the water. about how it leaks into the kidneys, and she was talking about different types of testing, and she named the sites that the people could go on, and their money, unfortunately, that how people's health plans won't cover certain tests, and she was naming how much the tests cost.
Yeah, that's true. It's a shame. I know they changed a lot of pipes up here in East Orange. They took out the lead pipes and put in.
Right, they did that over here.
All over here, you know, digging up the street and everything, and putting in new shut off valves and things of that nature, you know. So you know, it is what it is, and like I said, lead is a serious thing. But I let them deal with that topic. I just don't go. And I was talking to a couple of brothers, you know, this coronavirus is really off the hook.
It is.
We don't know who's being honest and who's lying. There's so much controversy behind this thing. It's just unbelievable. You know, you got the people taking the shot, but it's not protecting them against the Delta virus. Now, they said the people who are actually spreading the Delta virus are the people that vaccinated. So what good? And this vaccine, this COVID-19 vaccine, was only good for that COVID-19. It's not good for the Delta. So now they give you a booster, and they don't keep giving you boosters. And for the next few years, they're going to have all kind of vaccines for you, and you don't know what's going in your system. People don't ask questions. They just line up. I mean, it's your choice. Don't get me wrong. I'm not mad at you if you took the vaccine, but learn how to ask questions. Ask and do your own research before you just line up and take a shot. Best thing to do. And I was reading in this paper about there were some leaders in the African world who decided they did not want that COVID vaccine in their country. And I'm reading here about President Pierre Nkurunziza. He died in 2020, okay? And his country, Burundi, is loaded with uranium, nickel, cobalt, copper, and platinum. But guess what? This man, he was refusing to have the World Health Organization come in there with that vaccine. He already knew what was going on. He refused to impose, you know, the fear-mongering restrictions. And his focus on prevention, his focus was on prevention rather than take the jab, okay? But his country had the lowest COVID death rates on the planet, and they didn't even take the vaccine. Think about that. Isn't that something? Didn't even take the vaccine. The lowest rate, you see? And guess what? He died after he refused that. That's something to think about. He died after he refused that. Now, that's strange, right? And I'm trying to get the rest of this information on him. And then he had the president, Rajoelina of Madagascar, proactively and successfully developed a natural treatment called COVID Organics that provided a much safer and more effective alternative to the Pfizer, J&J, and Moderna kill shots, he called it. Okay? And guess what happened to him? Attempted assassination in July 2021. And his country is loaded with nickel, cobalt, sapphires, titanium ore, chromite, coal, iron, copper, and oil. This is strange. The ones that refuse just seem to be dying, right? Then you had in Tanzania, John Magufuli, who has a PhD in chemistry, declared that COVID-19 had been defeated in his country, attributing it to God's help in the form of natural remedies. And Magufuli enraged the Western powers when he suspected that coronavirus PCR test kits were being fraudulently used to hype the infection rates. In May 2020, he sent in swabs. Check this out. Listen to what I'm getting ready to say. He sent, this is the president, in May 2020, he sent in swabs from a goat, a papaya, which is a fruit, a sheep, and motor oil, giving each sample a human name, gender, and age, and all of them tested positive for COVID-19. Can you imagine that? And with the scam exposed, you know, and by a certified chemist, no less, Africa became more vaccine resistant than it ever had been. And Magufuli reportedly said, "You should stand firm. Vaccinations are dangerous. If the white man was able to come up with vaccinations, he should have found a vaccination for AIDS by now. He would have found a vaccination for tuberculosis by now. He would have found a vaccination for malaria by now. He would have found a vaccination for cancer by now." Clearly, Magufuli, the president, had to go. His successor immediately bowed to the West and opened doors to the vaccine killers. You hear that? Yes. So now think about that. He had to go. Okay? And he died in April 2021. All of a sudden. And these guys weren't real old guys. Okay? And in Haiti, you heard about, everybody heard about that, the president there, who was assassinated. And in the article it says, in Haiti, a team of assassins stormed the home of President Jovenel Moïse on July 7, 2021, and murdered him. They wore American uniforms and identified themselves as agents of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency. Up until that time, listen to this, not a single Haitian had been vaccinated. The president refused an initial shipment of AstraZeneca vaccines, citing concerns over adverse side effects. According to an August 3rd report of NPR, National Public Radio, just 1 week after Moïse's murder, Haiti received its first shipment of 500,000 doses of the deadly COVID-19 vaccine. NPR pointedly observed that Haiti had less than 500 deaths since the start of the pandemic and had climbed out to 569. Now, the U.S. policy of depopulation continues to intensify. I'm just reading this article now. Y'all can accept it. You can reject it. That's up to you. This is the kind of stuff that's going on that these people, they don't care about you or I or anybody else, okay? The whole thing is about getting this vaccine out into these people, not telling them all the truth about what's in the vaccine. It's just terrible. It's just terrible. You know, the president of Tanzania, John Magufuli, he was only 61 years old, died of an unknown illness. This is the one that refused to have his country vaccinated, okay? And we know the brother in Haiti, he was murdered by assassins in July 2021, you see? President Pierre Nkurunziza of Burundi died at age 55 of a heart attack in June 2020. All of a sudden, these people die just because they refuse. I mean, it's ironic. Come on now. Is it a coincidence or what? You see what I'm saying? We don't know what the hell's really going on, but I'm going to tell you something. People, do your homework. Your homework. Okay? Listen, if you took the vaccine, fine. But at least start using supplements. Start using natural things to boost your immune system up. That's what you need to do. And they're saying that if you had the COVID-19, not the shot, if you had the COVID-19 and you overcame it, you're immune. You don't have to take the shot, because if you take the shot, it's going to create more problems. This is what they know, and this is what they say. Okay? Not me. I'm telling you what they say and what they know. You see? But they're trying to influence you to take the shot. Now you got to take the shot if you want to go to a theater. You got to take the shot to go to a ball game. You got to take the shot to go here and there. That's discrimination. A lot of these doctors are refusing. Now they got staff in some of these hospitals that are refusing to take the shot. And now they're losing staff because they're refusing. And we just need to have people protest that don't want this shot. They need a protest. Now, I'm just going to give you something here. I'm going to read this to you. Listen to this. American History of Medical Racism and Savagery. Now, listen to this. Dr. Nathan Gordon was the chief of the CIA's chemical division under direction of Sidney Gottlieb. They weaponized poisons for assassinations, calling their department the Health Alteration Committee. Their medicine chest at Fort Detrick contained biological agents that could cause diseases, including smallpox, tuberculosis, equine encephalitis, and anthrax, as well as toxins that included snake venom and shellfish poison and other concoctions that could cause amnesia, heart attacks, kidney failure, paralysis, abortion, and death. When asked about methods of mass murder, Dr. Gordon testified that the only way that you could kill these large numbers of people is, in my humble opinion, to put some of them in one long line and inoculate each and every one. Now, I didn't say that. He said that. So, people, listen. Since, what's this, September now, I had this here since July, all the way to July 21. There's been, 12,366 deaths from those who took the coronavirus. A whole lot of hospitalizations, a whole lot of urgent care, a whole lot of life-threatening things, and Bell's palsy, and anaphylaxis, and heart attacks, thousands of them now. Miscarriages like crazy, severe allergic reactions, thousands upon thousands of them, okay? Disabled and all kind of problems from this shot that they never tell you on the media because they keep it hush-hush, because if they tell you, you're not going to take the shot. Okay? So they cover it up because, you got to remember, CNN, MSNBC, all these stations are CIA assets. You don't believe me? Check it out. They're CIA assets. And they are controlled, and they're supposed to just report what they're told to report. Okay? Even though some of these reporters know better, but they only report what they're told to report. That's why every channel you turn the news to, they got the same reports. But no challenges now, because they won't allow those doctors, I mean really skilled doctors and real great scientists who they won't allow on. I mean, scientists better than Fauci ever be. They won't allow on TV. They won't allow them to challenge. None of that. But we just get in line. Give me the shot. Take the shot. Yeah. Listen, you took the shot, you took it. All I'm saying, start supplementing your body with those things that are needed to build your immune system up. Okay? And you might have to just detoxify your body to try to get those chemicals out of your body they just shot you with. You might have to fast, do some detoxing, do some juicing, whatever it takes to clear your body out, to make it strong again. Okay? Because once you build your immune system up and your immune system is strong, your chances of ever catching this COVID-19 is minimal. Believe me, minimal. I'm just telling you the truth. You don't have to accept it. You can reject it. I don't care. It don't matter to me. Do your own research. That's what we have to do. As people, we have, listen, don't accept everything you hear on the media. Check it out. Do your own research. Find out if what they're telling you is the truth or not. They tell you so many lies on there. Okay? Now, when it comes to all these murders and stuff, yeah, oh, Channel 7, Channel, oh, yeah, this one got murdered. Yeah, yeah, that's true. Okay. That's no problem. But when it comes to some really serious stuff, they won't tell you the whole story. And these medias, whether it's CNN or whatever channel you watch, news, they're backed up by the pharmaceutical companies. That's why you see all these drug commercials on there. Because if they were to tell the truth on the news, those companies would withdraw their commercials, and a lot of these stations would go broke. Believe me. So they have to do their bidding. Do their bidding, believe me. And they need that money. Whatever commercials they can get, they need that money. You see? But, you know, I just wanted to put that in because I feel for my people, man. I feel for the masses who don't know better. You know, because a lot of us are not educated on these things. And these people in high places, they'll never tell you the truth. That's not their purpose, is to tell you the truth. It's to hide the truth, okay? And they have you believing whatever you want to believe. Just like that movie, I think I shared that with you before for us and with the audience, the movie called They Live. I think it came out in the 90s, I think. It's called They Live. If you didn't see it, Google it. Watch it. They Live, L-I-V-E, about the guy who found some sunglasses. And they had these billboards with certain, you know, advertisements. When he put the sunglasses on and looked at them, he saw something totally different, how they programming people. Believe and obey and they tell you what this and that, and they try to get this white guy tried to get this brother to put him on. He didn't want to put him on and stuff. He almost had to beat him up to get him to put him on and look at what's going on, what's really going on behind the scenes. But I'm telling you, there's some stuff coming down the pipe, brothers and sisters. Listen, Australia, and I'm sure you heard this one. In the country of Australia, in that part called New South Wales, everybody is quarantined. They ain't had but, 10 deaths. Everybody is quarantined. Listen to this. And you have to stay in your home. You are not allowed to talk to your neighbor. You're not allowed to sit on your balcony if you have one. You're not allowed to sit on your back porch if you have one. Otherwise, you will be fined. And you can only go as far as 2 miles, and it's got to be for really something important, like maybe some food or something. But if you come out your house and you're not going there for whatever reason that's either an emergency or food, the prime minister, whatever her name is, I heard the audio, she said, we will shoot you in your leg. This is what she said. This is what this world's coming to. And they had hardly any deaths. This may be coming to America. I don't know. It's just crazy. How do you do that? So they said the truck drivers now, they going on strike because they don't like what's going on. This world, you know, I don't know if these countries are becoming fascist or what, but it doesn't make no sense. How can if one person have that much power to tell the people you can't do this and you can't do that, and you just sit there and allow it to happen instead of going, and when they do protest, the police come out and they want to shoot people. It's a shame. Do you see that on the news? No, you got to go to alternative news to find this out. They won't even have that on CNN or MSNBC or any of those type of channels. So think about that, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, they might be knocking on your door after a while and saying, you know what? Did you take the shot? No? Okay. They might bring some soul. Who knows? I don't know what's going to happen. But you got to take a stand. If you're against it, you got to take a stand. You got to take a stand. You know? That's all I'm going to say about that. You know, hopefully everybody got something out of that, you know. Like I said, I'm not mad at you if you took the shot. That's your choice. I can't tell nobody to take the shot or not to take the shot. That's your choice. All I say is do your homework. Do your homework, brothers and sisters. Don't allow these people to just take over your life. We're losing all our rights. All our rights. Okay, now. Gentlemen, I think it was a brother, or I don't know who it was, that asked about rhinovirus last week. And he wondered, what is rhinovirus? You know, is this virus like the most common of viral infectious agent in humans? And it's, you know, predominant cause of the common cold. So rhinovirus, you know, infection proliferates in temperatures of 33 to 35 centigrade, the temperatures found in the nose. And rhinovirus belongs to the family of the enterovirus and the picornavirus, okay? So, you know, it deals with the common cold, okay? And we know the common cold is a viral infection of the lining of the nose, the sinuses, the throat, and your large airways, okay? So common colds are among the most common of illnesses. Look, most people get a cold, right? So many different viruses cause colds, but the rhinovirus, of which there are 100 subtypes, you hear that? 100 subtypes, are implicated more often than others. And the colds caused by the rhinovirus occur more commonly in the spring and fall. Different viruses cause colds during other times of the year. So this rhinovirus is common in the spring and the fall, brothers and sisters, okay? So you think about that. Now, the symptoms and the diagnosis, you know, the symptoms of the cold, you know, start 1 to 3 days after infection, and usually the first symptom is discomfort in the nose or throat. And later the person starts sneezing, has a runny nose, and feels mildly ill, And, you know, fever is not common, but a mild fever, you know, may develop at the beginning of the illness, okay? These are, you know, just some of the symptoms, okay? And complications may prolong the illness. You know, rhinovirus infection often triggers asthma attacks in people. You know, people who have asthma, it can trigger asthma attacks. Some people develop bacterial infections in the middle ear, okay, which is called otitis media, or sinuses because of a cold. And these infections develop because congestion in the nose blocks the normal drainage of those areas, allowing bacteria to grow in collections or block secretions. And other people develop bacterial infections of the lower airway, secondary bronchitis or pneumonia, okay? So we got to learn prevention, and that's important. That's why I always tell people got to learn how to eat right and do what's right. And, you know, treatment, like with the conventional medicine, you know, they have certain available antiviral drugs that are not effective against colds, actually, okay? And experimental antiviral drug called Feconeril reduces the duration and severity of cold symptoms and may become available in the near future, they say. But anyway, echinacea, zinc preparations, and vitamin C have been suggested as a therapy for colds, okay? And so think about that. That's good. But let me tell you something about a cold, common cold. The reason you have that is because the mucus buildup in your system, especially in your lungs. So what the cold is doing, it's releasing all that mucus. That's why you're blowing your nose or and coughing up mucus and stuff. It's trying to release it, let it out. But most of us, we want to hurry up and stop this cold. So we go to the drugstore and get some cold medicine or something to try to help stop the cold. But what you're doing in reality is not allowing the rest of the mucus to come out of your system. You should allow everything to come out naturally. Because the more you take these cold remedies, the more you do that, and try to stop the cold in that way, the conventional way, the more susceptible you are to developing cancer. This is a fact, okay, later on in life. So allow the cold just to come out. If it takes a week, allow it. And this way you get everything out of you, and you'll feel so much better. But as long as you're taking these medicines, you're going to keep getting these colds every year. They're going to keep coming back, and you're going to keep blocking it, and you're creating a bigger problem later on in life. So be careful with that. Be very careful with that. Don't just listen to all these commercials, and they tell you take this for that, take that for that, and then, you know, you have all these side effects, so now you got to take about five more different drugs, take care of those side effects. Before you know it, your medicine chest is full of drugs that you don't need, and you suffer the consequences because that's going to ruin your liver. It's going to be hard on your liver, and you're going to develop some kind of liver disease or cancer of the liver in time. Especially these people taking all this Tylenol and everything, you're destroying your liver. So be careful with all of that. Okay, brothers and sisters, please. And just start learning how to eat right. Start putting the right foods in your system. Like I tell you every week, go back to nature. Go back to nature. Stop eating all this man-made processed crap. Number poison to the body. That's all it is. Yeah, it may taste good. It may feel good going down, but it's not good. It's not healthy. And the more that you put in there, the more problems you're going to have with your colon. You may develop colon cancer after a while because you're not putting enough water in your system. You're eating all this food that has no water in it, no water content, and you may develop some form of cancer of the colon or some kind of itis in the colon, diverticulitis, or some other itis that may develop in there. You may have to get a piece of your colon cut out after a while. Who knows? You might have to wear a bag on the side, let your feces out. You don't want that. Who wants to live like that? You understand? That's why you have to take care of you. Go back to nature, eat right. Take good supplements. Take your sea moss. Huh? I mean, Forrest always talks about sea moss. That's one of the best foods. I saw a sister today. She's coming out the health food store. She showed me all these bottles, different types of bottles of sea moss she bought, one with bladderwrack in it, another one for diabetes, a sea moss for diabetes. She had about three or four different sea mosses in there, and one that helps with asthma. So sea moss is powerful. Sea moss is powerful. It's got 102 minerals in it. Come on now. I mean, one of the best foods there is. But, you know, just go back to eating your fruits and vegetables. Eat all of that. You'll slim down. You'll feel better. You'll have more energy than you ever had. I'm telling you, I know. I have energy 24/7. I'm just being honest with you. I have to put myself in the bed to go to sleep. I have so much energy. But when I go to sleep, I go right to sleep. No problem. Get up and I don't wake up all groggy or nothing. I wake up, man, I'm ready to roll. I feel energetic. I'm just saying, once you start making it a habit to put all this good food in your system, you don't start to see the energy level go right up. You don't feel light. You don't feel quick. You don't feel so good. You see? But you have to start. You can't wait until you get all beat up with all these sicknesses. And then you start. Now it takes time to try to reverse this stuff, which you can reverse now. Don't get me wrong. But it's going to take more time. But why wait for the damage? Start now before the damage occurs. Save yourself from that. You see? From arthritis and diabetes and heart disease and cancer and all types of illnesses that our people suffer with. We don't have to live like that. No one has to live like that. You see? No one has, you know, we're supposed to be guaranteed 120 years of life. We've been shortchanged. Average person might live in their 60s. Yeah. But we're supposed to be guaranteed 120 years of life. Even the scriptures talk about that. 120 years. How many are living 120 years? Oh, you see, very few. But there's been a lot of people who used to live that long. Yes, especially in the motherland. So now, yeah, the people, they say, oh, people are living longer. Yeah, you might live in the 70s, 80s, you know, and maybe the 90s, but you may not be in the best shape. If you don't live that long, you want to feel good. You don't want to wake up with aches and pains and have to walk with a walker and you know, and need somebody to help get you out of the bed and have to clean you up and all. No, you don't want that. You don't want that. You want health. God wants you to be healthy. Oh, everybody wants to blame everything on God. Oh, it was the will of God. So, no. Some of this is your own will. Don't blame God for everything. God wants the best for you. That's how I see it. God wants the best for you. He don't want you to be in pain and stuff. You know? Now, some of us may be born with defects and stuff. That's something different. Some of us have accidents. That's something different. But I'm just talking about how you take care of your body. Just put anything and everything in there. And you think everything's going to be fine. It will catch up to you sooner or later.
That's right, brother.
Yeah, of course, I think my time's up.
Well, wait. What time are you on your end, brother?
It's 8:51.
Oh, okay. Well, you got 4 more minutes if you want to. If you want to end it now, you can. If you got, you got 4 minutes, brother.
Does anybody have a question?
Yeah. Well, Jay, does anybody our podcast audience, if you have a question for our dear brother Rashad, hit the number one button now because you heard the brother. He has things he has to do with the family. Can't hold each other up from quality of life. We got number one. Anyone on number one, Jay? I think Jay said he has something to ask you, brother Rashad.
Okay, fine. Jay, you can ask me a question, brother.
Okay, hold on for 1 second. Also, Rashad, did you hear it was on regular mainstream news today? They said there's a new variant out. They call it moon, like the moon in the sky. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, let me tell you something. There's going to be 34 different variants.
I know. I've been telling people that. Yep.
There's going to be 30 or 40 variants. They're going to keep injecting you with so much of that stuff that it's really going to cause havoc in your body. I've been already hearing about organ failure behind this COVID-19 shot. Okay?
Yep.
So you can keep taking those shots if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
That's up to you.
Okay. Yeah, I heard about it. I said, well, that's the same thing I thought, brother, when I heard that. Hey, Jay, you got something you want to ask Brother Rashad?
Yeah, I was, how you doing, Rashad? I was,
Okay, Jay, how you feel, brother?
I was, I had went out and got the, some of the flax seeds.
Oh,
and
flax,
I was trying
F-L-A-X.
F-L-A-X flax seeds, and I was trying to wonder, like, what can I do with it? Do I put it in a smoothie? Do I spread it on food? Like, what do I do?
Let me tell you how you do this. All right. You can grind it up. Or you don't even have to, if you're making a smoothie, if you got the seeds.
Yeah, it's like little seeds, little brown seeds.
You can put it right inside your smoothie and blend it up until it just grinds it all up. It'll blend with your fruit and everything. So you don't see them no more. Or you can grind it by itself and put it on your salad. You can also do it like that.
Okay.
And you can
right.
put it
how
in
about,
cereal also. You
how
can
about,
do it.
How about black organic black berries? Can I put those in a smoothie too?
Yes, as a matter of fact, blackberries are like the Rolls Royce of berries. You know, I always say it's the best choice is that the melanin, blackberries. You know what I mean? All berries are great, but blackberries, now the only thing about blackberries, when you put it in a smoothie, you got to really let that blender go for a while because it can get a little gritty if you don't.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
we'll see.
So,
but the flax seeds, so what are they good for, flax seeds?
All these berries are good for your everything, for the whole body. For health-wise, it's one of the best things for antioxidants and all the nutrients in there are some most powerful nutrients. It's good for your cognition. Okay, your memory, especially the blueberries, blackberries are excellent, even strawberries. These are all excellent for cognition, for your memory. Okay?
Oh, okay?
All these berries are loaded with nutrients that your body needs. You should have
okay.
berries, hey, put them in your smoothie. Strawberries, blueberries, whatever other berries they have out there, even mulberries, all these berries are excellent for health. It's a natural food.
I got one more question. I've been making my smoothies in the morning, but I think I've been just making them with, like, all fruit, and it's, like, too much sugar because I got diabetes.
Okay, now.
I think I got to switch it up with something green, maybe.
Okay, has your sugar level gone up after you drink a smoothie?
I don't know if it went up, but I started feeling kind of strange last week after I made one, like, every morning. And
okay.
I kind of figured it had to be the smoothies.
Okay, all right. So just try to cut down on it some. And add the flaxseed
right.
in there. Use the almond milk.
Right.
Just don't put any sweetener in there.
Right.
Don't put any. Okay.
So what can you put in a smoothie that's green? What can you put in a smoothie that's green?
Greens. You can put kale in there. You can put any greens that you can think of, you can actually put in there. One of the best things to do is go to the store and buy one of those green powder formulas. The container contains all kind of vegetables in a powder form. Got alfalfa, wheatgrass, lettuce, all types of greens are in there already.
Okay.
Put that into your smoothie. And it's because when it's in that form, the nutrients are more dense. You get more nutrients out of it, okay? So, put a scoop of that in there. You can find that at any health food store. That are all different brands, all different types. Try to get an organic one if possible. And in your drink, and you get all those nutrients from those greens. More so than if you try to eat a whole lot of greens at one time, you get more out of that powder. And that may help balance much better for you.
You only got 90 seconds.
I don't know. Did you get the Ceylon cinnamon?
No, I didn't get that yet.
All right, get the Ceylon cinnamon and put some of that Ceylon cinnamon in your smoothie. That helps balance you. That's important.
Okay, well, on that note, all right, because you heard Jay said I got limited time, family. It's about that time. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Oh, 1 minute. Okay, I can slow it down a little. All right, well, I'd like to, Rashad, if you'd like to, brother, if you give me your information before you clock out, very much appreciate it, my brother.
Yes, my contact number is 973-673-0699. Call me during the week only after 12 o'clock in the afternoon, no weekends, and we can do a consultation.
Yes, and also no late calls out there, family. Nothing after 6 p.m. Okay.
Please.
Yes.
Don't wake me up in the middle of the night. And ask
please, because the brother got to sleep. He got a family over there, and we got to respect it. Because some of you guys are night owls. You know, when you need to be getting your sleep. Because after I get off this podcast, I'm gonna chew on a peach. I'm gonna take my butt to bed with some water. So. Once again, I'd just like to thank you, Brother Rashad, for coming on. I'm about to leave with my dear brother. All right, we're gonna go out together, arm in arm, you know, hand in hand. And also, I just like to thank my man Jay Sean, who's my technician. Family, Friday nights, keeping it real with Randy Jay Sean Jackson. You want something a little cutting edge, a little more raw, but my man's on point. All right, because he's the relationship guru. Friday, same number between 8 and 10. Check them out on Friday nights. And we'll be back next Saturday. We're going to have Ms. Crystal Allen from Eyes Like Mine. If you guys got people with visual situations, please, family members, make sure they tune in next week. And also my man from the Green Tea, the High Impact Green Tea. He'll be on next week. And our dear brother Rashad will be back next week with the blessing of the Creator. I'd just like to thank you for tuning in. This is Grown Folks Talking. Express yourself. I'd just like to say thank you, Brother Rashad. Thank you, my man, Jay Sean. And also, I'd like to thank my podcast. So have a safe week, and we'll catch you next Saturday. Peace.
Peace.
Oh, you're trying.